Welcome to Insignium Bits, conversations about breakthrough, innovation, and transformation.
Hi, I'm John Ball, Director of Content at Insignium. My guest today is Alexi Garza, President and CEO of Michelin North America. In his role, Mr. Garza is responsible for leading all activities of Michelin's North American business, which encompasses more than $11.5 billion in sales revenue and over 20,000 employees across Canada and the United States. Mr. Garza joined Michelin in 2002 and has held numerous positions in France, Switzerland, Germany, and now the U.S. As a leader, Mr. Garza is guided by purpose, humility, boldness, and authenticity. He prioritizes Michelin's customers and employees, who he finds to be a great source of inspiration, and relentlessly pushes for progress by challenging the status quo. In our chat, Mr. Garza outlines the critical and essential results he's focused on for 2024 and beyond, how he balances innovation and sustainability, and his strategy for overhauling Michelin to utilize 100% sustainable materials by 2050. Without further ado, here's our conversation. Alexi, thank you so much for taking the time to join me today. As I mentioned before our call, I have just heard so many incredible things about you, the work that you're doing at Michelin, and I'm just so excited for this conversation. So thank you for taking the time to join us. It really means a lot.
You bet, John. It's my pleasure. And I'm not sure I deserve so much attention, but I appreciate the kind words. Thank you.
Well, those who know you would argue that point. So I think you're being very humble. But on that note, I wanted to first and foremost to start off with some congratulations. I know that you were recently elected chair of the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association, which I can only imagine gives you just a great macro view of what's going on in the industry. But to get us started, as president and CEO of Michelin's North American business, I would love to know, what are the outcomes and results that are really critical and necessary for your agenda right now that you're working on, just to kind of peel back the onion and get a better sense of your world as it exists today?
Yeah, John, I think I would start, as always, with our purpose. I think at Michelin, we've designed that, by the way, 20 years ago. Our purpose is we care about giving people a better way forward. And it means, obviously, mobility, transportation, because we are famous for the tires we're producing and selling. We have also many other activities, you know, probably the Michelin Red Guides too. But it means also mobility in terms of personal development. And we consider ourselves as a development platform for employees so that they can reach their full potential. And this purpose finds its ground in our whole sustainable strategy, which balances people development, economic growth, and responsible use of resources. And at Michelin, that means for us developing our business to be able to invest for the future and attracting the best talent while always taking into account the environmental impact of our actions. So to say differently, it's not either or. It's really important that we balance every day in every decision we make, people, profit, and planet. So to come back to your question, my focus today is really to lead this market transformation because the mobility is changing a lot. You've heard about the, and you know about the electrification and the hybridization of the car park, as well as the transportation overall. There is also a huge market transformation in terms of environmental efforts that are requested by consumers and employees. And my focus is to lead this transformation for our people and through our people and really empowering them, making them more agile and focused on our customers. And we do it while leveraging two key attributes of our brand, that is our innovation power and our sustainability ambitions.
On that note of sustainability, you had mentioned investing in the future. And from what I've read, electrification, green trucking, connectivity, a smaller environmental footprint seem like these are all really important areas of focus for Michelin and you, your staff, and your teams. I'm curious, why are these aspects so important? And how do all these smaller components filter into the company's goal of utilizing 40% sustainable materials, I believe, by 2030 and 100% by 2050?
Yeah, you're well informed, John. Thank you. I think we can say that Michelin, we believe in mobility because it's just part of who we are as human. You know, we believe that mobility at the same time cannot be done at the expense of our people or the planet. And if you allow me this not an analogy, but coming back to just a few years ago during the COVID time, we've been learning this the very hard way. We stopped moving and you could tell it had a positive impact on the environment overall. But what about the the impact on the people in terms of job destruction, and I don't want even to mention the health issues and challenges that we've all witnessed, personally or professionally. So that's why we think it's a balanced approach. And we are in the beginning of the biggest transformation in the automotive industry. I mentioned that since I think its inception, but we are ready. And that's really what energized me today, is that innovation in the service of nature and society is in many ways what we have always done at Michelin over the past now 130 years. And that's why I started to mention our purpose, because we use our purpose, again, to give everyone a better way forward, to frame our strategy. And I believe that the future of sustainable mobility will include factors like electrification, hydrogen, connectivity, and lessening our environmental footprint. And if I just take those points one by one, I would say that the electrification or the hybridization of the car park that is happening, we are very proud to say today that 8 out of 10 electric vehicle manufacturers use Michelin tires in the US. And why? Because actually, what most people do not know is that EVs represent a massive challenge for the tire industry and a unique opportunity for Michelin. Because to keep it simple, and I'm not an engineer, so I will keep it very simple, EVs have a higher sensitivity to the tire's rolling resistance, that is the friction between the tire and the road. And the good news is that we have been working on this since 1992. So we have more than 30 years of experience. So that today, what was used on that time to reduce the gas consumption of the cars, we use the same technology, even though we made it way much, much better, obviously, and much more efficient. We use it today to improve the running resistance of the tires. That translates today in an extended EV range, which is crucial because you know that one of the most observed factor or considered factors when buying an EV is the range. So tires, they are the most important range extended feature on an EV. The second reason why it's a challenge for the industry and an opportunity for us is that EVs are increasing the sensitivity of the tire wear, because an EV applies constant and higher torque. The acceleration and the regenerative braking are more powerful. So that all of that can lead to a 20% or up to 20% faster wear. And the last but not the least is that the sensitivity to noise is higher because EVs are quiet. And here again, we have developed special technologies so that we can really try to dampen most of the noises that are created when the car is running down. So again, to cope with this challenge and why we see it as an opportunity and why we are present in 8 EV car manufacturers out of 10 is because we leverage our innovation power, as it takes radical innovation to change the paradigms and develop tires that are adapted to these new hybrid and EVs while being made out of sustainable materials. And I will give you a concrete example. So again, it is innovation and sustainability. And the second focus area you mentioned was hydrogen. And that's very important because these zero emissions vehicle or this mobility that is not done at the expense of the environment is not just for the vehicles that you and I drive. It's also true for the commercial vehicles and the fleets. And we believe that hydrogen is a great technology to promote a cleaner mobility in transportation. And there are a few reasons that you will easily understand. The first one is that, again, to make it simple, you need to have hydrogen. And then once you mix it with air, that creates electricity that you can use to move the truck forward. And it only rejects water. So it's a very clean way to be mobile. The one caveat is that, of course, you have to produce a green hydrogen. That requires right. some investment. But the benefits of hydrogen is that it gives the truck more autonomy than an EV. And you can say it doubles the autonomy. Obviously, you can have higher payloads because the weight of hydrogen is much lighter than the weight of a battery. Right. And the refueling time, which is critical when you run a fleet business, is much shorter, up to 7 times faster. So mm-hmm. that's why when we consider the long distance transportation, where you have high mileage, little time for refueling, we think hydrogen is a great, great way to promote this mobility for, again, long distance transportation. And the last one that you mentioned was the reduction of our environmental footprints. And this is important because we must make our products responsibly to achieve our sustainability goals, because our customers demand it and our employees too. And I'm sure we'll come back to that later today. But our goals include, as you said, by 2030, we want to integrate 40% sustainable materials across all lineups. This means recycled bio-based materials, for example. And by 2050, all tires will be made with 100% sustainable materials, and our manufacturing sites will be all carbon neutral. And we demand this innovation. This is very important. Deliver the same or better performance in their useful life while at the same time lessening the impact on the environment. And John, you might say it's a lofty ambition, but just to give you some facts, last October, we've announced and unveiled two road-ready tires, one for passenger car, 45% sustainable material, and one for bus at 58. So we are well on our way to achieving our goals. So again, it is innovation and sustainability. We are present at 8 out of 10 EV manufacturers. And what is important to note here is that some companies today are adjusting to those market trends. And what makes us unique is that we have been starting this journey more than 30 years ago. That's the power of innovation. We are pretty strong on being visionary, on trying to anticipate market evolutions. And the same for hydrogen. We started hydrogen in 2002 at a time when nobody was talking about that. So that's what I mean by this passion for innovation and this long legacy of innovation that we have. That started in the 1890s, and obviously with the first red guard in at the beginning of the 20th century.
That's incredible. And I really appreciate your candor and insight on that answer. On that note, I am fascinated by some of the technology going into your tires. And I know you alluded to this, but in my own reading, it sounds like there's software that can tell drivers how well the tires are running and if they need a tire rotation and all types of things like that. Can you tell us more about some of that technology that you're working on and some of the potential use cases?
I would say what we believe at Michelin, that tire technologies have become somewhat inseparable from connected technologies. We see really here again an opportunity to become even more service oriented, delivering an ease of doing business that customers have to come to expect in all of their purchases. Today, it's still a bit, I would say, cumbersome to run through the expense of changing a tire. And I think this is at the heart of our Michelin connected fleet activities. We want to make this tire expense much more seamless. And in the future, gathering information and using it to produce meaningful insights will be how we might provide service to our customers so they see massive improvements in how they interact with their car and service their vehicle. And I think we can say that smart mobility is not just an idea, it's an expectation. And right now, if you want me to be very candid and concrete, we measure and predict tire wear manually, I would say, independent of the vehicle. However, the accuracy and the reliability of these measurements can be enriched dramatically through connectivity. So to be even more concrete, we can move from when should I change my tires to how can my tires improve my car's performance, including what is the right tire recommendation based on my usage, because we know how to monitor data out of a vehicle and understand the kind of usage you have. You drive on the highway, in the city, you have a lot of braking, curves. We know how to analyze that through data and make and push a recommendation to what is the right tire for your usage. So pulling that thread, the connectivity allows us to change the experience from reactive to proactive. And you can imagine that once it's time for new tires, one day you could understand what is the right tire for usage, check inventory and availability, and arrange for service via local connected partners, all of that right from your car's infotainment system. And I think this is really exciting. And in the end, the goal is really to create new insights for consumers so that we can really make that, again, tax expense very, very seamless.
That's incredible. You had mentioned a moment ago innovation at the macro level and how Michelin has 130 years of innovation under its belt. On that note of innovation, and for you as a leader existing inside of an organization that has that innovation baked into its DNA, what has been your approach to cultivating a culture of innovation amongst the teams that you lead?
I think it's all about the culture. I'm very proud to have the culture we have in the group because that innovation story, you understood, it started 130 years ago. And I talked about, the red guy, the first red guy tires. We talked about hydrogen. I would say all these innovations have, over the time, solidified our leadership as an innovator. And it has built the brands around sustainability and innovation. But to your point, it also represents Michelin employees challenging norms to give people a better, a safer, and a more energy efficient product and services. Mm-hmm. And I think the key to maintaining this culture is recognizing that people make it possible. That's the theme of our strategy in North America. And at Michelin, it is a strong and it's very strong conviction of all of us and of mine. People always come first in what we do. We put people before processes because that's how we can bring innovation to every part of the company. And our employees know that the most important problem to solve and question to answer, it is around them. So that's why we work hard to empower them. And I want to build that culture where people feeling safe to bring their true self every day so that they can continue to challenge the status quo, develop new products, better serve our customers, and at the same time, improve the employee experience. And I have a short story I can share with you if you want it. That's something that really happened now 10 years ago. We have a French engineer, and her name is Agnès Poulbot, and she invented the regenerating tire tread for trucks because she was visiting a customer, and the customer explained to her that even though he had energy-efficient tires on his trucks, he hadn't noticed any fuel savings. And then through the conversation, she figured out that he had replaced his old tires with new ones, and new tires have the deepest tread and higher rain resistance. So soon, Agnès realized that actually the most efficient tire tread would be half-worn and self-regenerating for enough grip, but better rain resistance. So she and another fellow researcher, I think his name was Jack Barrow, they both patented their auto-regenerating design in 2013 that reduces rain resistance, increases fuel efficiency, and extends the tire lifespan by up to 20%. So again, more performance, less impact on the environment because the tire lifespan is increased. And since then, we have thousands of tires that have been equipped with this technology. And she won a European Inventor Award in 2018 for that. And I think that's one of the many, many examples we have where just if you unleash the energy of the organization, people will come to you with solutions that never anybody has thought about before.
That's fantastic and really, really incredible. I had read about Michelin's pledge of putting people first and really finding strength in diversity. Why is a commitment to sustainable, inclusive growth so vital to Michelin and doing so in a way that breeds engagement among people? People are enrolled in this journey and you really have just such an incredible diverse team leading some of these initiatives. Why is that commitment to diversity so core to your mission and your purpose?
Because John, the respect for people is really a key aspect of who we are at Michelin. We have five core values, and one of them is respect for people. And it's not just a poster in every meeting room. It's really something that we deeply mean. Because to say differently, diversity, equity, and inclusion creates for us the competitive advantages by just giving people around us reasons to belong. And I personally believe that the sense of belonging in a world today that is volatile, uncertain, you know, the VUCA acronym.
Right, right.
And that world that is changing at a higher speed every day, I think feeling you belong to something is critical. It's a very important expectation for many people, and especially the youngest generation that are coming to the that are coming at work. And I think the other reason is that for DE&I in the belonging, it's a very simple one, is that we believe that we just need to be representative of the consumers and the society we serve. It's as simple as that. So while there is always room for improvement, we are very proud to have been recognized across North America by several publications as an employer of choice, whether it's for diversity effort, for brand, or for safety. And I have to tell you on a personal note that the people at Michelin is really what energized me. I'm so proud of the way that everyone comes together to make Michelin a great place to work. As I told you, we have many, many opportunities to improve, but our employees rightfully have high expectations of Michelin as an employer, and we all work hard to provide a kind of environment where people feel valued and can achieve their best and their true potential. That's really something that is at the heart of everything we do.
You had mentioned these very ambitious goals that you and your team are working on, 40% sustainable materials across your lineups by 2030, 100% by 2050. I imagine with goals that ambitious, you experience setbacks, challenges on a regular basis. I'm curious, what are some of those challenges you've had to contend with, and how have you and your team worked to overcome those challenges?
I think the challenges we are facing is probably about around the speed, because again, the environment around us could be in the workforce, could be on, we talked about the market. Everything evolves very, very rapidly. And we have to make sure that we can keep up with this pace. Because at the same time, when it comes to the tire opportunities we have and the business we have around mobility, it's an industrial business we have, and it takes time to make sure that we can really adapt our manufacturing processes to this evolution. So I think I would say the first challenge is speed. But in that challenge, I see a massive opportunity. And that's why I come back to the people side, because we've seen after the COVID, a drastic acceleration in the way we are able to adjust to this market. We're able to adjust to the workforce, adjust to our customer needs. And I think I see more opportunities than challenges. So while the speed is accelerating, I think our team have been doing a great job to adapt, adjust to these new ways of working. You've not mentioned that, but we all work way more remotely today than we were before the COVID, and we are probably more effective today. So I think it's a balance between, again, being able to accelerate and to cope with this market evolution. But again, I would say that in this environment, we see much more opportunities than we see challenges.
I know that you are strengthened by the people around you and the teams that you lead and get to work with. As you look forward to the future, what excites you about the future? What are some of the things that you're working on right now that really fill you with passion and sustain you for the long haul?
I really think, John, that we care about giving people a better way forward. We defined it 20 years ago, and in fact, it has never been more relevant than today. That really excites me, because it means that we are really dedicated. And it's not since the COVID, since 19. It's really deeply anchored in who we are. We are dedicated to developing innovative mobility solutions that really surpass customer expectations. And that's why today the Michelin brand is the most awarded brand in the US. I say that with a lot of humility, because it takes a whole team. It takes an organization. It takes engineers, people in our plants to be able to build consistently over time the same quality every day. It takes also customers to trust. So it's a whole ecosystem that we need. But we've done all of that while minimizing day after day, year after year, the environmental impacts, so that we can really stand for what Michelin is today, meaning innovation and sustainability. So, in other words, I think there are exciting trends in mobility, and we have the best answer possible with our all sustainable strategy, people, profit, and planet, that perfectly resonates with these trends. And again, as I told you, John, the people, meaning our employees, our customers, and our communities, the heart of our strategy, and they demand that. So that's really, really, really exciting to me.
As a final question here, I want to be respectful of your time, but for other executives who are listening to this, what advice or insights you might share with them, especially if they share Michelin's philosophy toward innovation and sustainability, but maybe they haven't begun their own journeys yet, they haven't started to lead those transformations yet. Where does someone begin? What's a good place to orient yourself in order to achieve what you and your team are doing right now?
John, I would tell them it's a very, very rewarding journey. I mentioned the people, but our customers demand it, and our employees too. And the younger they are, the stronger they demand it. Again, a clear purpose makes a difference, and we have a clear one, makes a difference in recruiting talents. And as I told you, more than ever, people look for a meaning, a place where they can contribute and feel valued. So to me, this sustainability journey is part of this meaning. And so you don't have to start strong. You just have to start small and understand that you can become an even better company without compromising your business. And that's maybe the second message. It's not sustainability or business development. It has to be end. And I think a sustainability focus from an environmental point of view is not sustainable, if you allow me to play with these words, if it's done at the expense of the business and vice versa. And that's why I would say start this journey. We define it at Michelin with this all sustainable strategy around people, profit, and planet. But start this journey, because again, the younger the generations are, the more they demand it. And I think it's extremely rewarding to think that what we do is the right thing for the society around us. That's energizing.
Absolutely. Well, Alexei, I have to tell you how much I respect the work that you and your team are doing. I think the way that you are balancing innovation and sustainability is really a model for many companies within your industry and obviously beyond. And I just appreciate the candor and insight you shared today. I really think it's incredible work that you're doing. And I thank you for your time and sharing that with us.
Thank you very much for your time, Jonathan. It's been a great time to spend with you, and I appreciate your thoughtfulness in your questions.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Over 30 years ago, Insignium pioneered the field of organizational transformation. Please continue to our library in the episodes page of your podcast tool of choice.